Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kinnear, Community Health Manager at Way Memorial Hospital. So on today's show, I have a special guest. He's been on the show before. I have Fred Jackson. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to be here.
I'm so glad you're here today. And because today's a special show is because for those of you that may not know, Fred Jackson is the Executive Director of the Way Memorial Community Health Centers, but you are retiring, correct?
That's correct. I've been 15 years as we've been in the position here since the Community Health Center started at the end of 2007. And January 31, 2023 will be my last day.
Yeah, so what are you doing on February 1st? I'm going to say you're not going to sleep in because your probably body's not reset for that yet, right?
I have some things depending on the weather. The 3rd I'm going to be skiing, or the 2nd. Friday, my Fridays will be open for skiing and senior Tuesdays too. So.
You see, you do have some things lined up. But you know, like you said, since 2007, you've been with Way Memorial Community Health Centers, and it is truly incredible over the last 15 years how much we have grown. And I say we because, you know, I'm under the umbrella of Way Memorial Hospital, you're the community health centers, but together we work as a team.
That's right. So the health center, just to give you a little bit of the history and expand on that, you know, every health system has its physician alignment strategy. And through the early 2000s, you know, Dave Hoff wanted to bring a community health center, a federally qualified health center to the community for all the regulatory advantages it brings. And so it was the hope that through the health center, we could both reinvigorate the physician base for the next generation. Because when we look back, you know, through 2000, 2013, the average age of physicians in the community was 60. And then as we sit today, it is 49. Mm-hmm. And so we've gone a long way to bringing in new blood, as, you know, we have the legacy physicians of our community. You know, Dr. Dewar, Sternberg, Diamond, Morton, you, Mencia, these are the guys that serviced us all through the 70s and 80s and 90s and 2000s. And now as these guys retire, it was our job to come up with a plan to bring in the new physicians that will carry us through the next generation through, I don't know what's after Gen Z or Millennial, but I don't know what numbers we're up to, but I think that's the goal of what we,
right,
why we were created.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I ask my kids, I'm like, okay, what generation are you? Where are we at now? Because it's always changing. And right. And that's the whole point too, is with our community health centers, we are always changing in the sense of we are always improving the services that are out there. Because when you look back in 2007, but it started with two offices,
four employees, or four providers, 23 employees. We now sit today with 16 offices across 9 communities with over 350 employees and over 70 professionals on staff.
Right. And so, you know, and just kind of recapping too for our listeners today, the Way Memorial Community Health Centers is a federally qualified health center. Mm-hmm. And so it was really, you know, those are designed for individuals who did not have insurance or underinsured. Right. But right now, it covers anyone in our community as well.
That's correct. So, you know, there's two levels. And more in the inner city, it's focused on uninsured and different populations. In the rural communities, the goals of the FQHC is to develop and create the infrastructure where, without that special support that FQHCs get, there would not be an infrastructure. And mm-hmm. that, you know, in communities like Northern Wayne and Tafton and some of the more isolated spots, that it's very challenging to maintain a physician workforce.
Right, like even in Pike County, Carbondale, right. Far City, those are areas where, you know, without the community health center's offices, there would be less primary cares, right?
That's correct. And we've been pretty successful in our recruiting, in our development. You know, a lot of our growth has been through the absorption of private practices, like a of Women's Health in 2009. Highland, who was historically the primary care leader in the community, came and joined us in 2016. And these were, you know, these are great physicians and great groups that, you know, came on board, and you know, we've been working together through the years as we build as one unit.
Right. And then also under that, you know, the CHC umbrella, we have dental, right? We have behavioral health. We have women's health, like you talked about, correct?
Right. Right. So it just, you know, our dental unit, I mean, all these units supporting the community have grown exponentially. In behavioral health, we now have two physicians, including both eligible for seeing child and adolescent psychiatry. We have 5 psychiatric nurse practitioners and 12 therapists. And so we've expanded our capabilities significantly. And there's times right now we have a waiting list for therapy, but for medication management, we're fine. In dental, you know, when we started, back in the old days, it was pediatrics only and 3 operatories. Now we have 6 dentists across 2 offices, and we have a small expansion going on. And, you know, we see over 20,000 patient visits a year in dental.
Right. And many of those patients without that service of dental may go without care, correct?
Correct. And there's, you know, that link. We don't, you know, one of the shames is we don't have fluoridated water in our systems for most of our communities here. And so, you know, the need is even greater here than it is in other areas. But I'd be remiss if I did not speak about women's health, because if there's a one thing we do going out, that I do going out the door, it's the growth of women's health this year and the success as we, you know, we've gone from our historical 3 midwives. In January, we'll have 5. We're looking to add a 4th obstetrician in the spring. And so this will, I believe, really put us on a path of, you know, we have great quality metrics in our women's health offices, and the new providers will allow us to build out our outreach sites in Hamlin, Dingman's Ferry, and Carbondale to 5 days a week. Because right now, some of those are only 3 days a week. And, you know, there's other things we'd like to do. Dingman's is such a long ride to Honesdale. And it's challenging trying to, you know, with COVID, we do a lot more NST testing of pregnant mothers. And we want to put that capability directly in Pike County to save that ride and that challenging, because a lot of those appointments gets missed because people just don't have the time or the ability to come to Honesdale that often for the testing.
Right, and even just the cost of gas and traveling, and, you know, and this, they may already have a family that they need to stay home with.
Right,
so,
right.
So that distance is, you know, really something to focus on. And that's what many people may not realize how you are always looking to improve services.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if I haven't thanked you, but thank you for doing that. And, you know, but you also have a wonderful staff to work with, correct? Mm-hmm. And we can't be remiss without probably thanking some of those.
You know, when we're 23 employees, we have a pretty small staff. And as we built, you know, we have built a great administrative team. And a lot of those are members that were hired in lesser roles and promoted internally and learned the skills of what they needed to, so much so they don't need me anymore.
Oh, that is so not true. I'm sure they're still going to keep you on speed dial.
Yeah. No, but there's a great group in our admin team here, as in a great group in the admin team at the hospital. And, you know, and plus we work with our community members, both our community board members and our, and try to listen to the patients. You know, we do a lot of work with patient satisfaction surveys and try to listen to the criticism for when, you know, we don't necessarily get it right or get it perfect and see, okay, you know, how do we talk about our process to do better the next time.
Right, right, because there is always quality measures that we need to strive for, mm-hmm. Besides what is regulated, but what is also right and what is correct and how to always, always improve our services.
Right, right. Try to see it from the patient's perspective, not ours.
Exactly, exactly. You know, and speaking of, you know, patient satisfactory or satisfaction, we've done... The community health centers have done an amazing job, but it's always been a challenge too, especially for the last 2 years, right? Since 2020. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, starting in, you know, in the end of 2022, we have our, what we call now our trifecta, right? Our RSV, our COVID, as well as flu. What challenges is that, you know?
It's really a resource challenge right now to get people in timely. We're seeing normally the, you know, November, December timeframes for, like, say, for the urgent care are the slowest times of the year. We're seeing peak summer volumes. Mm-hmm. You know, the Channel 16 had a graph the other day on the TV that the flu infections are at peak now and peak above. Normally you think a flu peak in January, February. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's burning itself out early and we'll have a light winter, because it's not only trying to see the patients that, but keep the staff healthy.
Right.
You know, we've had, you know, often over the last month as well, I have to close early because I don't have staff or providers of flu. And, you know, there's such a higher recognition of when and when you shouldn't come to work than there was pre-COVID.
Right.
You know, we all used to come to work and tough it out. And now we're more likely, and rightfully so, mm-hmm. look to stay home. But that means we're not there for the patients. And, you know, we're seeking new ways for us to add the additional staff to adjust to the peak demand. Because the demand right now is equivalent to how it was when Omicron hit through, like, just before New Year's into that first 20 days of January last year. That Omicron crunch was tremendous. And we are very close to those levels as we sit here today.
Right, and it's because of all three of these, you know, viruses going out there.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. And those are the challenges that, you know, you face every day, yeah. Right? As the executive director of the community health centers, that's kind of on your shoulders, but, you know, that'll kind of be lifted in mm-hmm. 5 weeks, right? Yeah. And now, is there a replacement for you? If you want to just mention that.
Sure. Yeah. You know, the board of directors went through an exhaustive search for a new replacement. And so we have a volunteer board of directors that's comprised strictly of all of our patients. And they chose Terry Lacey will be joining us in taking my spot. She, you know, has extensive experience in the, you know, coming out of the Scranton area in a variety of healthcare leadership positions. You know, her background focus is quality. Mm-hmm. I come from the finance side. She comes from the quality side. And so I think it's a great focus for us going forward because, mm-hmm. you know, we have strong financial management here in the center, and I think that would be a compliment in the leadership team there forward.
I have to say, I did have the pleasure of meeting her at an event that was real. I had not met her before, mm-hmm. and I was having a conversation with someone else who she happened to know, and it was like, wow, it's such a pleasure to meet you. I look forward to working with you. So that was really exciting. But, you know, Fred, I can't begin to thank you enough for, you know, everything you have done for our community. It's always been a pleasure to work with you. Truthfully, you know, even just planning this interview, this radio show, you know, I'll call you at 12:30. Okay, Fred, you know, leave you a message. But if you can call me back, maybe today's too late. No, Carol, be there at 2:00 and I'll be there at 2:00.
We'll get it done. And you know what? These are fun. I love doing the radio show. And, you know, I always think, you know, our jobs are stressful. You know, mm-hmm. healthcare is a stressful environment, but you got to find your ways to lighten it up and, keep people happy. So I did, you know, I know we're trying to wrap it up here a little bit, so I just did want to, you know, wish everyone a Merry Christmas. I know Hanukkah begins at sundown tonight, right? If I have it right.
Mm-hmm.
and wish, because despite what all your faith, it's a holiday season for everybody,
right.
And enjoy the season. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it comes with a lot of snow. Which,
yes, it does.
But you know, that's what, you know, we all live here. That's what we signed up for.
Right. Well, Fred, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate your time and everything you've done for our community.
Okay. Thank you, Carol. And again, it's been a lot of fun.
Well, good. Again, this is Carol Canaria, Community Health Manager. I want to wish you a great day and thank you for listening.